Welcome to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes. The Lord has called Chaplain Holmes along with Sister Velvet to minister to those who are in jail, prison, and to those on death row throughout the United States and Canada to share with them the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, helping them to turn from a life of crime and sin to a brand new life in Jesus. They were also called to pray for the sick so God can heal. Now, here's Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. And the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry Broadcast is on the air. This is Chaplain William Holmes, along with my beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet Holmes. It's such a great blessing to be able to come into your homes, automobiles, place of confinement, wherever you might be, to let you know sweet Jesus loves you.
Amen.
He's concerned about you. He wants to make a real change in your life, to make your life brand new, to deliver you from what the devil got you tied to. Yes. Yes, there's power in the name of Jesus to set people free from, amen, whatever the devil tied you up with, whether it's drugs, alcohol, whether it's the lust of the flesh, whether it's smoking. I mean, I tell the prisoners, I say, if it meant for you to smoke, the Lord will put a chimney over your head. Yes, the Lord won't deliver you from these things, deliver you from crack cocaine, deliver you from all types of drugs. Praise God. Set you free. Yes, sir. Praise the Lord. What Jesus can do. Glory to God. Praise God. The Lord has blessed Missionary Velvet and myself with this powerful, anointed Holy Ghost ministry to go into the jails and prisons to preach Jesus to those that are behind prison bars. I'm telling you, I lay hands on many prisoners in the name above every name. That is the name of Jesus, that the Lord may set people free by the power of God. Amen. It takes the power of God to set you free. Glory to God. There's the nail scarred hand of Jesus below my hand. I'm telling you, that will set people free from these things. Make you brand new men, brand new women. Praise God. I love to pray the prayer of faith at the close of the broadcast, that the Lord might deliver, set people free from what the devil got them bound to. Glory to God. Amen. And to those in the free world, Jesus will deliver you as well and set you free. We have this powerful message talking about being a good steward in Christ Jesus. Call a neighbor and a friend. Tell them to tune in for today's broadcast. Those of you that's incarcerated, tell your cellmate to tune in to today's broadcast. At the close, get ready for a powerful prayer of faith. Because today could be your day for deliverance. My beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet, is here to read the word of God.
Praise
God. Now, being a good steward, when you're a good steward, you believe in obeying this Bible and doing what this word of God tells you to do. And the Lord will bless you. It's a blessing to obey this Bible. Yes, sir, it's a blessing. Praise God. I know what I'm talking about because the Lord blessed me because I believe in obeying this word. Amen. I'm telling you, praise God. Amen. The Lord will cause you to love the Lord with all your heart, your soul, your might, your strength. I'm telling you, amen. You love the Lord, you will demonstrate it by the way you live. Praise God. How you treat others, you'll demonstrate that you love Jesus. Praise God. The Bible says, 2 Corinthians 5:17, Missionary Velvet, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature.
Amen.
All things are passed away, and behold, all things come new. That's what the Bible says. Let you know when Jesus comes in your heart, he changes your inside. Take away the old bad attitude. Take away the old evil mind. Give you a brand new mind. Give you a brand new attitude. Cause you to love people. When people treat you wrong, you return good for evil. Forgive those that do you wrong. Don't hold no grudges. Praise God. Because you love Jesus. Yes, sir, you love the Lord. Praise God. It's time to love Jesus. We sing the song, Missionary Velvet. I love Jesus. He's my Savior. Storm are raging. He's my shelter. Where he leads me, I will follow. I love Jesus. He loves me.
He loves me.
I'm telling you,
yes,
amen. I love Jesus. And when you love Jesus, you're a faithful steward. You're a faithful steward. You believe in obeying this Bible. Praise God. It ain't like I heard some young call himself a, amen, some call himself a preacher, whatever you call it, talking about only one thing in this Bible he tell you to do. That's be born again. I'm telling you, he need to go back and look at it some more. Praise God. Because born again, praise God, you lays a foundation. After you get a foundation, you become a good steward. Oh, yes, sir. Glory to God. Amen. Obeying this word. Amen. Amen. Living according to this word. Praise our God. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. I'm telling you, it's more to it's more work to be done. Praise our God. Amen. Talking about, amen, you're born again. And that's all you got to do. I'm telling you the truth. I'm telling you the truth. Folk better go and get like this Bible said. I'm looking over to God. Let's go back, go to the Word of God, Missionary Velvet. Praise Lord. Amen. Praise God. Let's go to Titus 1 and 7. Let's see what Brother Titus saying here.
For a bishop must be blameless as a steward of God, not self-willed, not soon angry, not given to wine, no striker, not given to fifth of lucre.
Amen. Let you know, when you're a good steward, God will elevate you. When you're a good steward, living for Jesus. God ain't got no crook in his pulpit. Praise God. We live in an age with so many crooks in the pulpit. So crooked. I'm telling you the truth. Amen. Like some one Holy Ghost preacher used to say in his day, people can live so crooked, you got to screw them in the ground. Tell you the truth. So crooked. But God wants somebody that got that's clean. That's blameless. That's living holy. Praise our God. Amen. God put holy examples in the pulpit where people can look at, amen, and pound their life under so they can make heaven their home. Amen. God don't put any crook in the pulpit. Glory to God. The devil put them up there. That's what it is. Glory to God. But God put holy people in the pulpit. Holy men, holy women in the pulpit to preach his word. Glory to God. I'm telling you, praise the Lord, amen. Not given to wine. We don't drink strong drink. No. Glory to God, amen. We all, amen. We all, amen. We don't drink. I'm drunk off the new wine of the Holy Ghost. Praise our God. I don't be going out trying to, amen, act like, amen, the holiness is not right. Blaspheme, oh, being a striker. Oh, they're striking against this word. God spoke through Jesus Christ to Saul on the road of Damascus. Told him, it's hard for you to hit against the prick. I'm telling you the truth. Amen. Striking against this word. Talking about, amen. Amen. You ain't got to do all this. Praise our God. No, you ain't got to. If you ain't planning on going to heaven, amen, you ain't got to do all this. But if you want to go to heaven, you better obey this word, walking this straight and narrow way to make heaven your home. Glory to God. Amen. Praise our God. Amen. Not given to 50 lucre. Amen. Praise God. Money is not my number one priority. My number one priority is winning souls for Christ. My number one priority is trying to make heaven my home. I'm telling you, glory to God. Amen. I'm telling you the truth. Amen. God, I got heaven in view. Amen. I'm trying to go to heaven. Glory to God. Amen. I'm telling you, I'm not acting like this world, trying to gain this world. Jesus said, what do it profit a man to gain this world and mess around and lose your soul? That's what he said. Praise God. I'm not trying to get rich over here in this world. I'm trying to get rich in the Holy Ghost. Amen. Get the spirit in my soul to make heaven my home. What did that Bible say, Missionary Velvet?
It said, but a lover of hospitality, a lover of good men, sober, just, holy, temperance.
Amen. That's the way I am. You're a lover of hospitality, trying to be nice to people, feed the hungry, clothe the naked. Glory to God. Give a place, take in the stranger. That's hospitality, showing kindness to the people. Praise God. That's the office of a bishop. Glory to God. Amen. Showing love, demonstrating this word in your everyday life. Glory to God, amen. That's the office of a bishop, sowing good seeds around. Praise God. Amen. That's the office of a bishop. Glory to God, amen. You don't be for people to just to give you, so you can be rich and live in your nice mansions, have a swimming pool in the back. That ain't the office of a bishop. That's a holler. That's an old false prophet. Praise our God. But when you, amen, a real preacher called by God, you believe in ministering to the people. Praise God. Preaching this gospel to the folks. Amen. Telling people how to come out of sin. Cause people to be saved. Praying for the sick. That Lord will heal the people. Set the people free from these sickness and diseases. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Have food to give people. Help people to have food in their homes. Praise the Lord. Give it to them for free. Praise the Lord. Amen. Give them transportation. So they can go from point A to point B. Oh, that's part of a bit. That's showing hospitality. Glory to God. Amen. Praise the Lord. What did the Bible say, Mr. Bell?
Hold fast the faithful word as he has been taught.
Hey, though you believe in living holy. Praise God. Amen. I ain't got no long tail behind me, nor short tail neither. Believe in being holy. Praise God. Amen. I'm telling you, holding forth the word of God. That's being a good steward. We'll be faithful being a good steward. Amen. Praise God. You got to walk the walk, not just talk the talk, but walk the walk. Glory to God. Amen. Praise God. With God. Let's get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. Praise the Lord. Because a lot of times folk want titles just for the glory of it, but you can't walk the walk. Oh, hypocrite. Glory to God. Amen. But it's time to be, amen, able to walk the walk. When you walk the walk, you can be real for God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this powerful word. Lord, look at the people with mercy, being a good steward in Christ Jesus. Lord, look at the people with mercy. Lord, cause the people to pray. Say, Lord, I'm a sinner. If you forgive me of my sin, Lord, I'll live right. Blot out their transgressions. Cast their sins away in the sea of forgiveness. Lord, wash them in your precious blood. Lord, breathe in their souls, sanctify them holy. Baptize believers, fill them up, run them over with the baptism of the Holy Ghost and the speaking in tongues. Lord, heal the sick, those that are sick in their bodies. Lord, I come against cancer, high blood pressure, sugar diabetes, arthritis. Amen. Lord, touch, heal, and deliver by the power of God. Glory to God. Lord, go into the jails and prisons. Bind them evil spirits. Lord, set the people free in them jails and prisons. Glory to God. Amen. Lord, deliver people from drugs, from alcohol. Lord, from talking profanity out their mouth. From fighting that cat like the devil in them. Glory to God. Lord, deliver the people, set the people free. Lord, do these things. We'll praise your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we ask it. Amen. Amen. Just lift your hands up. Say thank you, Jesus. While you're praising God for your deliverance, here come our beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet.
Praise him, praise him. The song said, come to Jesus. He will heal you, hallelujah. He will save you, hallelujah. He will deliver you, hallelujah. He'll provide what you need. Let's come on to Jesus. He is the very one that can provide whatever you need. You believe that prayer that Miss Ella Holmes gave about being faithful in the Lord setting you free. You continue to think and keep continuing to pray to God to continue to mold you and make you into what you need to be. Because heaven is our view. Those behind prison bars, Ella Holmes and I love you. But Jesus loves you even more. And there is hope in him. He has a plan for you to prosper. You have not been forsaken. He is your best friend. All you have to do is call on the name of Jesus, and he will answer you. Those in the free web, thank you for your prayers and support of our ministry. You continue to pray for us as we pray for you, that God will grant you your heart desires and your requests. Remember that God loves with everlasting love, and we do too. But the most of all, glory to God, the power of God is just the same today. It doesn't matter what the people say, whatsoever God has promised, he is able to perform. May God bless you and hold to God's unchanging hands.
We sure do love you. Pray for Missionary Velvet and myself. As soon as we get a green light, be able to go into the jails and prisons to do what the Lord called us to do, to preach the gospel to those that behind prison bars. Amen. So, amen. Pray. So, pray the Lord will open up doors for us to go into the jails and prisons. Today's broadcast, Chaplain William Holmes, along with Buka Pam, Missionary Velvet, saying that if Jesus should come for you today, will you be ready to go? May God bless you.
This train is a clean train.
You have been listening to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast. If you would like any items mentioned on the broadcast, you can request them by writing to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International, P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. That's P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. Bibles and other religious materials are free to prisoners. Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet welcome those in the free world to write, to request prayer, or to send gifts of support, which are tax deductible. Visit their website at www.heavenboundtrain.org to email them, learn more about their ministry, or play a Bible game. Join us again for more of the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes.